Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Very excited to see Matt Collins, yes. He made a very lasting impact in his one season here, and, you know, he's, again, another Buffalo kind of, I guess, folklore legend. We do miss him. He's awesome. Having some success over there in that offense too, so, you know, it'll be fun to see all the guys.
Josh Allen on the return of Mac Hollins. Highmark Stadium, his first time since departing the team for Bills Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, Evans on the board. We're jamming here on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is like the last nice weekend.
Weirdly beautiful.
Weirdly. Like October 80 degree beautiful. We're also in a drought right now. It's been the like driest July, August, September, and October. Like weather drought. We're not, technically we are in a Sabres playoff drought, okay? But we are in a weather drought as well. There's been very little rain and my car shows it because I normally wait for rain to wash my car, but I've had to wash it a lot this summer. Not great for the program, but it is.
Did Bill Belichick get scored on 11 seconds into a game?
Yeah, that seems about right. That seems about right with this North Carolina team. Not great from Bill Belichick. Evan, I actually have a...
They're taking on Clemson today, by the way.
Can I do something here?
Uh-oh.
Just a funny clip to play. There is Ryan Clark clip in football audio, Evan.
Oh, no.
We need to bring this back. It's Bills Patriots. It's RC, it might be, on Bill Belichick.
Of course it's Ryan Clark.
He's with Scott Van Pelt. This came up during the morning show this past week. It might be the most outrageous thing I've ever heard or seen on the airwaves, but Bill Belichick mentioned the Patriots coming to Buffalo. It seems about right. Let's roll it.
This retooled group, particularly on the defensive side with this rookie quarterback, has got the 7-game winning streak.
Well, you know what it is? It's that Bill Belichick is the GOAT. Bill Belichick is the greatest of all time. That he understands how to build football teams in his likeness and image. You know the only other person they talked about building things in his likeness and image?
Yeah.
It was in the Bible. And it was God. Say.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep. I had to bring that back. That was after the December 7th wind game where Damian Harris ran it 50 times on the Bills. Yeah. That was said on SportsCenter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How did... You know what? That one went under the radar because of the Sun Tzu thing.
Yes. And it's funny because look at Bill Belichick now at NC State or North Carolina.
Look at Bill Belichick ever since Brady left him.
Yeah, right.
It's
exactly.
Been a collapse.
It has been a 100% collapse, but...
To a point where he's not going to get the all-time coaching wins record.
No. No.
Because, well, one, he's not in the NFL right now.
So he's out of contention right now.
And two, he's not even doing well with college.
Nope.
It's just, oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yep, that was said. That was said on national television after the Patriots beat the Bills with Mac Jones and Damian Harris.
There were so many bad clips there, though, too. There was The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
And also there was the 11-month reign is over and licking Holly. The white dog turd and all that, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, Michael Holly on, like, I think it was NESN or something like that. It was just,
yeah.
That one was even worse.
Reliving Bill's Patriots memories while also dunking on Bill Belichick is always a plus. But you heard Mac Hollins coming back.
You might have given me a migraine hearing that clip. That's awful.
You heard Josh Allen speaking about Mac Hollins coming back from break.
We were talking about wizard.
The shoeless wizard. We did it. We walked in barefoot.
Regretfully.
Regretfully, 100%.
No, like I say regretfully because now there have been pictures of more of our coworkers' feet over the past, like, 10 months, and it's our fault.
Yep.
Okay? We started this.
We did.
It's our fault.
It's unfortunate.
Nate saying, please ignore my feet.
He knew that wasn't going to happen. He drew attention to it.
Those shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Hollins coming back is interesting. Diggs, we were talking about in the last segment. Doug Marrone, also a name coming back to Buffalo. We were talking about it in the beginning with Howard, in the fear bunker, right? Like, yes. You want to get people out of the fear bunker.
We want to get people out of this.
I don't think I've ever been in it with this Bills team. And that might sound crazy. I don't go into a game thinking they can lose at all. That's my mentality. Realistically, they were favored preseason in every game. Then the Ravens game flipped. So technically, out of 17 games, they're favored in 16. There is not one game on their schedule they can't win. That's how I look at it. So going into every game, I expect a win. I know they're not going to go 17-0. I know I'm going to be disappointed at some point.
Yes.
But I expect them to win every game. There's a confidence with this team that I never had as a kid. Never had.
Exactly.
I was mortified come Sunday. I was playing Madden multiple times with the matchup, just trying to feel better about it. Now, maybe it's because I work in it, but I'm nothing but confident no matter who the opponent is. I think the Bills can win every game. Even Baltimore, I was confident.
The thing about it is they are a good team. They're a great team, actually. And yes, there are going to be legitimate concerns, everything like that. You know, the Bills, they have a terrible
sure. The time third down defense, down all that stuff.
And run defense. The both are very not they're not great. Let's call it what it is.
Call a spade, it's not fantastic,
not great
by any means.
But it doesn't mean that we need to be worried here. And just I do think some of the context in this is the Patriots are the toughest opponent that they've played since the Ravens, and that has more to do with the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints than anything else. But why are we concerned when the Bills also have a better in-division record by one game over the past several years than the Kansas City Chiefs have?
They do.
In the AFC West. A division that they have dominated for longer. It's by one game, by the way. There's not much of a difference.
No. It's one game.
The Bills are 24-6. The Chiefs are 23-7 in the same time frame. So, like, let's just worry about that. The Bills know how to handle business in division. And as a matter of fact, would have gone for a clean sweep last year. Had week 18 mattered. They even did the Patriots a bit of damage in week 18 when Joe Milton shows out and they don't have the second overall pick.
Yeah, right. The Joe Milton game. What a game.
The Joe Milton game. I remember watching it and I'm just like, oh my God, they're going to blow the opportunity for the number one overall pick. They would have been able to trade that and get Tennessee to pay up just to, like, move up two spots or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bills know how to handle business in division. They really do. So much so that it is a rare occurrence that they lose to one of them right now. And the Patriots do look like they are now poised to become the second best team in the division all over again. Miami's run, it was 4 years. It's over.
Yeah, that was cute. That was really cute. And that it stinks that it's the Patriots again. Like the
what,
team,
do you want the Jets?
No, I don't want any of them. I like just being on top.
Somebody's got to finish in second, Joe.
No.
Somebody does.
I want to tie across the board with no wins for second place. That's what
somebody
I want.
Somebody wins the tiebreaker, Joe. The Colts can't come back and magically be second in the AFC East, okay? We used to have them here. They're not here anymore. Let it go.
Yep.
Yeah, someone's got to finish second.
Yeah, I know. It's just the fact that it's the Patriots being the up-and-coming team again after 20 years of trouncing the Bills is like, I don't know. I wish it were the Dolphins because we were squishing the fish. I mean, they've won one game out of the series.
That's part of it, I think, is the Bills have lost more to New England or to the Jets, even with their great settings.
Yeah. We discovered the backup quarterback for Miami, Zach Wilson, the former quarterback of the Jets, has won more recently against the Bills than Tua turned the ball over.
And he's won more times.
More times in total.
Which you call it 1.5 because Rodgers did get the start after 4 plays, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson's the one that wins the football game in that game.
Yeah.
It was a sick catch by Garrett Wilson, but still, you know. Somebody has to throw it. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers. But my point here is this. It has less to do with the Bills than it does the Patriots. Is that weird saying that after they won, 42-13 against Carolina? Yes, a little. Does anyone dare question me when I say the Bills are not the Panthers?
Actually, no. No one questions you.
The Bills have a far more complete roster than Carolina. It's okay to acknowledge, and it is a little arrogant of me, to say a New England team that has a problem with turning the football over is facing a team that takes advantage the minute you make your mistake. Isn't that what New England did to Buffalo for 17 years?
17 years. And this is what we talked about.
It has nothing to do with New England. It has to do with Buffalo.
Yeah.
In the past. Bills would make a mistake, New England pounces on it, and the next thing you know, it's like 34-14. Because that's what mediocre and bad teams do. They fold on themselves.
And that's kind of what I'm predicting in this game from the Patriots. That's what we saw against the Steelers with them.
It's what we saw against the Saints.
Yes.
They were punchy. They have a mistake. The Bills make sure that they don't score on it with Cole Bishop making an incredibly athletic play.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're able to go into the second half, make your adjustments, and close it up. Here's the other part. The Bills start strong, and they finish strong.
They do.
Their best point differentials are in the first quarter and in the fourth quarter.
They're a good racehorse. They'll get out the gate fast, and they'll close the race up. You might be parked out for the middle lap there, but they're able to close it out.
So that's your thing. I've got numbers to help me out with that. They start strong and they close stronger. Because the Bills know at the end of the day, if we need a bailout, we've got 17.
Yeah. You can hand him the cape and he'll either run the ball himself for 50 plus yards,
here,
trucking people.
Run down the field 40 yards and then throw an absolute dot to Dalton Kincaid and put this game away. Could you please?
Yep.
That's all it requires. And that's highly arrogant of me to say, and I acknowledge how arrogant it is of me to say that.
They got the genie out of the bottle, and they did the thing where they said, I wish for unlimited wishes. Josh Allen is the genie with unlimited wishes. That's basically what
I wish for Josh Allen.
Yep.
And there they go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to understand that. 803-0550. We'll take a call before we go to break here. We'll go to Freddie. Freddie, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Cuties, long-time listener, third-time caller.
He got us there.
Thank you, Freddie. Thanks, what you got?
Hey, so I'm just real nervous about something. So, you know, that guy on X, the one who does the dance and stuff, something doctor, he had Sal Capaccio. He had caught him with a video of Ed Oliver saying this ish hurts. And with T.J. Sanders looking like he's going down, I think they're going to force Ed Oliver in there. And I'm just real nervous because he retweaks that ankle, I'm afraid that's going to drag him out all year. And sorry, stepped on my cat. And I'm just wondering what you guys think if Ed Oliver's pressed into action, if that's a bad idea. What do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, Freddie. You threw me off there with the intro. That was incredible. When it comes to Ed Oliver, I don't think they're playing him yet, though.
No.
I still think that he is going to...
You might have to burn Zion Logan and Jordan Phillips this week.
And that's what I was suspecting. Is yeah. They probably will go to the practice squad again and figure it out from there. Or
they've been okay. They've been okay. I know it's not phenomenal, but they've been okay.
But also, it's typically far more encouraging when a player starts the week limited and they're working their way back. Whereas if you end the week with a DNP, that means you picked up something.
Right.
Or you end the week with limited, it means you picked up something.
I would rather them be cautious with, like, yes, pull from the practice squad. I'd rather them be cautious and this defense suffer for it in the early part of the season.
Right.
Than have nagging injuries down the stretch and have to, like, I'm not saying we will, but from past experience, have to call AJ Klein off the couch to cover Travis Kelce. I don't want to have to deal with that. Be cautious now, please. That's where I'm at. If Ed Oliver, you want to save him until after the bye week when he's really going to be feeling better, do it.
Right.
Even with Max Hairston, do it. Save them.
Take your time.
Yes. You are at the top of the AFC, and your schedule looks pretty good, pretty easy. Take advantage of it. Be smart and safe. That's what I say.
Take advantage, and also, again, you have Jordan Phillips, you have Zion Logue. Logue, they've already burned a couple of their call-ups that they have for free. But if your hand is forced on that sort of thing, guess who you get back in a couple weeks? Ogunjobi and Hoyt.
Right.
Hoyt can play D-tackle.
He can. He can also drop back into coverage.
He's kind of a really...
He's a jack-of-all-trades.
Do-it-all type of player.
Yeah.
So, if you need to burn Zion Logue's last call-up along with Jordan Phillips, yeah, your defense tackle depth is plummeted. But I look over at Deion Walker and I go, come on, give me more snaps. Give me more snaps than what you got. We'll go around the league coming up next year. There's a lot to get to. And we still have time for your calls as well, 803-0550. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley here on a lovely Saturday afternoon. This is Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Sports Talk Saturday, rolling right along here on a lovely Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, by the way. We've had Howard Simon to start the show. Not a better way to start it.
It's been a day, and what a start it was.
And we will get Pat Malacaro in about a half hour's time talking about the divisional series as they all get started this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
But first, we have things that we do. Traditions stay traditions, and we need to keep them being traditions. And we go to a no good, very bad game in London. Are you ready for the quarterback matchup that's going to feed families and generations? The royal houses are going to come back in London for Vikings Browns.
Oh boy.
Dylan Gabriel versus Carson Wentz, baby. Feel the magic. It's very real. Carson Wentz is going to be basically wearing a Myles Garrett jersey by the end of the, morning for us, afternoon for them. And Dylan Gabriel, the only thing he has going for him, I think, in this moment against a tough Vikings defense is that he's not Joe Flacco in his current day.
Yeah, that's for sure. But also, we got a problem on the Vikings offense. Not just Carson Wentz.
Their offensive line.
The third string center's playing. Multiple tackles out. Like, I don't remember exactly who, but their offensive line is a slice of Swiss cheese at this point. So this Browns defensive line might actually be able to do some harm, and we'll have to see.
Oh, the thing is that defensive line has been doing it.
Right.
Myles Garrett got triple teamed against the Packers in a conga line, much reminiscent to the Sabres-Sharks game.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't be surprised if we tie 0-0 in this game.
I'd be actually kind of surprised by that.
You think?
There's got to be a defensive touchdown here, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. But I think it might be a 7-0 game. I think you're going to get the worst show on turf in where are they? England or Dublin?
They're in London.
London. They're in London.
The Vikings
Dublin
have
was
been
last
there.
Week.
The Vikings have been there for a week, though.
Yeah.
And now you're sending a rookie quarterback on international travel to make his first career start when he's already not a great NFL prospect.
Sorry, I was saying something about that, but I was mouthing it like Shedeur Sanders. But yeah, it's not great. Not a great start at 9:30. Sleep through that one. That might be my recommendation for you.
Bench all your fantasy players and sleep through it.
Yep. If you have Myles Garrett, though, in an IDP league where you have a defensive player, run it. That's my advice. This is vile, by the way, Evan. This is vile. Disgusting.
To the fire and the flame, baby.
Yes.
All right, let's get back to at least a little bit more legitimacy here. The first loss of the season for the Indianapolis Colts last week.
Mm.
And the Raiders coming into town now. Great remedy, I would say, for a Colts defense that got gashed a little bit by Puka Nacua, and then Tutu Atwell at the end when they had 10 players on the field.
Yeah.
And also Puka Nacua.
Yeah, not great
but
for the Colts.
The Colts now, you don't have to face Puka Nacua. You get a Raiders squad that should have won last week and didn't.
I think this will be a closer game. I feel like these two teams, realistically, I think they can go tick for tack. I do think the Colts do come out on top on this one, and Indiana Jones kind of does push it back in the favor. They only drop one game on the season so far, so
I think the Colts are
way.
Easily at 4-1 here. Geno Smith is turning the football over at an alarming rate.
He looks like he played on the Jets. That's it, like when he was on the Jets. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, he's very disheveled right now. And
he's
not
the Geno Smith that played on the Seattle Seahawks. So not great. Not great.
Sometimes
them.
It would happen in Seattle, but it was only sometimes. He's starting the year leading the league in picks.
This is bad.
It's dreadful. So no, I don't think even Daniel Jones has to lift much of a finger for this one.
Wow, there's some bad games this week.
Eagles-Broncos is not one of them.
I think this one should be closer than a lot of people would think what the records are indicative of. Bo Nix, though, I think might struggle again. He's had a little bit of a turnover problem so far.
Yeah, it's a sophomore slump. We've seen that with the other sophomore quarterbacks. And C.J. Stroud, when he was in his sophomore year, he really slumped. A lot of these teams get tape on him from their rookie season. They really study up on him, and now we're seeing it live.
More importantly, the Eagles and how they play, they hate fun.
They do. They do.
Their own offense is terrible.
Well, they actually like fun because they faked tush push last week. So
no, they're just,
I don't know.
They're just trolls playing bad football. Or not bad football, but ugly football.
Yeah.
They're trolls playing ugly football.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness. Thanks for beating the Chiefs. Can you stop being so annoying?
Yeah. They could be 5-0. They could be 5-0. They could match the Bills' record with what we think.
They could be 5-0 playing the most annoying brand of football that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It is gross. But unfortunately, they're going to continue to do that. I do like the thought of this getting a little closer, though. I do think it could, especially the Broncos are getting a little desperate. They want to get a win in the win column for sure. I don't know. Could Bo Nix? What version of Bo Nix are we getting is the question. Are we going to see the Bo Nix from last season, or is this going to be a continuation? What is that face for? What are you doing? What's going on?
Guys, there's a lot of bad football at the 1 o'clock slate.
Oh, no. What's next?
Okay, which one should I pick?
Hang on. I'm looking at the schedule myself. How about Texans-Ravens? How about
Texans-Ravens with possibly no Lamar Jackson?
And none of the Ravens' elite secondary that played against the Bills in week one?
Well, hold off on the word elite there.
Well, Hamilton's injured now, too. He's on the injury report,
if
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So Kyle Hamilton, who's actually good in the secondary, and Lamar Jackson, who's incredibly good, might not play in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Rush against the Texans, who refuse to score points.
Yeah, that's a terrible one.
Stoppable object and movable force.
Yep, they're just going to give and take with each other the entire game.
The Texans, who are a very stoppable object, and the Ravens' defense is a very movable force. Who's going to win that battle of not so much tug of war?
I don't know, man. Because the Texans are more complete injury-wise, I would say, right?
Yes.
They have C.J. Stroud, they have Nico Collins, so you would think the Texans would be able to win this game. That'd be terrible for the Ravens, though. Their record at that point would be 1-4.
Their offensive line is abhorrent, though. And they traded an offensive lineman away as if there's not a problem.
Right,
there.
Right.
So,
terrible decision. Not great. You're right, though. The 1 o'clock games are absolutely gross.
They are booty cheeks.
Because there's another one.
There's another one here. Like, there's three more that I have to do here. I can take my pick here.
Oh, yikes.
Adam might be loading up the trombones just for any of these games at this point.
Just the 1 o'clock trombone run.
Use your discretion on whichever game I end up saying in like a couple of times here. Cowboys-Jets is a game that is going to happen here.
I don't know if that one's as much trombone-y as the other ones are, but
that's why I picked it next.
This is an absolute.
It's not great though.
Cowboys can only play offense. They can't stop anything. So they're going to just outscore the Jets. I think that's what's going to end up happening.
Stoppable object against movable force.
Exactly,
again. Because the Jets, outside of 1 week when they opened the season against the Steelers, have not known how to move the football very well at all with Justin Fields at this point. If the Cowboys let that happen, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
You could.
Wow.
I wonder. I got to see the over-under for this game because I'm actually curious.
48.5. Oh, 40.
I would take. Honestly, that's not a bad line. I think this
really
game could just go shot for shot for shot for shot because there's no defense.
But like I looked at all the other bad games that I've made fun of so far, and that one has a 48.5 line. Do you want? By the way, the over/under for Vikings Browns is 36.5.
Yeah, that's bad. They know that's going low.
So
take the under.
Yeah, take the under on that one. Take the over on this one.
Yeah, I would.
Meanwhile, another game that might just be bad football: Dolphins Panthers.
Yeah, that's bad. That is bad. Yeah, no, this game, in all seriousness, the Panthers look like pre-benching of Bryce Young last season.
What is this one? Oh, my God.
Master of Puppets. Yeah.
It sounds like one of those, like, fart pedals.
It does. But, yeah, the Panthers are pre-Bryce Young benching looking. The Dolphins... You're out Tyreek Hill now. Your biggest weapon on offense is out.
Right.
Tua I don't really know what to make over there. He's talking about concussions this past week in press conferences. Did you see that?
No.
He's talking about drinking water and eating carbs so his head, like the fluid in his head and all this stuff.
Panthers have a chance to do the trolliest thing ever and call Cam Newton in to pound the drum.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome, first of all.
That would
be. But this game, I'm glad. I don't know what the schedule is around the...
I never want to hear that one again, by the way. That was terrible.
I don't know what the schedule is, who will be watching these games, like where in the country. My TV will be off. I will not be watching that.
Your TV might be off. It might also be on Giants-Saints.
Giants. I think the Giants will win this game. This one actually is a little interesting. Spencer Rattler...
has been fine.
Against the Bills last week, actually showed some flash, scrambling, everything like that. I don't think he's going to be able to do that against the Giants D-line because they actually have a pretty solid defensive line.
They have an incredible defensive line, actually.
So I think it's going to be a little bit of a different story than
it
was.
We almost got a pick six last week, Dexter Lawrence.
Close.
Got 3 yards away, Justin Herbert had
it. The cameraman had no idea what was going on there. He was way down the field. But the Saints, I think, could keep it a little frisky. Jackson Dart in week two is going to be really interesting because they beat the Chargers last week with like 3 yards per attempt, approximately, and the Chargers had 6-point-something yards per attempt. So the team with more yards per attempt lost. And you know who the last team was that did that?
No.
Bills Dolphins. Josh Allen's rookie year. Brian Daboll's been involved in both of those on different sides of it.
Oh, wow.
Crazy to think. But... the Giants, I kind of want Jackson Dart to be good. I'm not going to lie to you. I do. Personally, because he's on my taxi squad in my Dynasty Fantasy Football League.
Boy.
But he showed some flashes last week. I'm intrigued to see if they actually complete some passes more than 3.5 yards. That'd be pretty interesting to me. But what do you think?
No Malik Nabers makes this a lot harder, actually.
A lot harder.
It makes it a lot more difficult. And it's
Devin Singletary is going to have to pound the rock because Tyrell Tracy's out, too.
Those are some bad games on that slate. Let's move on to 4 o'clock where the records between two teams are more respectable. But even then, Titans and Cardinals is showing up here like, ha-ha, this is also going to stink.
Yeah, the Cardinals have that game.
The Cardinals probably have that game in the bag. The Titans, as Cam Ward says so eloquently, keep it a buck. We are booty cheeks.
Yeah.
And that's not the exact quote, but that's what I'm using here. The Titans are indeed booty cheeks, and... I don't know if they win a game as long as Brian Callahan's in charge.
Nope, it doesn't look like they're going to. It's a shame. They could be the Browns 0-16. They could be the new 0-16 this season.
And more aggressive.
Or 0-17. They'll be worse.
The more aggressive suitor.
Yeah, it'll be bad.
Bucks and Seahawks, though, talk about games that get back to the interesting front.
Yeah.
Two members of the old
Carolina Panthers
2018 draft class.
And they were on the Panthers at the same time.
Baker Mayfield with a great clip.
Yeah.
You know, I keep in touch with Sam Darnold all the time. Oh, you guys reminisce about the good old days in Carolina?
No.
No.
No, why would I do that?
No, why would I do that? That was great. But Mayfield and Darnold, both on different teams, both leading them to 3-1 records so far.
Yeah. They both have talented players on offense as well. You're out Mike Evans, though. Chris Godwin is making his return, right? Or maybe already did.
Godwin
I don't remember.
Did.
So he's continuing to play. You might have a pretty competitive game here. Baker's
both have young superstar Ohio State wide receivers.
Egbuke. Yep.
Egbuke, yep. And then JSN on the other side.
Jackson Smith.
So there's a lot of promise in this game. I very much going to be watching this one as much as I possibly can tomorrow. Lions-Bengals did have the pizzazz until Joe Burrow was out. Jake Browning is playing like probably the worst quarterback in the NFL, and that's saying something because Joe Flacco had been playing.
And speaking of both of those guys, remember 2 years ago when Burrow got injured and Flacco was starting for the Browns? Remember Jake Browning almost led him to the playoffs and Joe Flacco was in the playoffs?
He almost got them there, and that was kind of the expectations that Browning would just be not a complete disaster.
Yeah.
He's been a complete disaster, and it's just... Now the Lions, who found their mojo after week one.
They did.
They are back to humming.
David Montgomery had a legacy game against the Ravens. He really showed he still got it. It's not just Jahmyr Gibbs' show. Sonic and Knuckles still duking it out there. So
Amon-Ra St. Brown is incredible. The Bengals' defense is bad. And
it's very bad.
There's a lot to
We've
look
known
into.
That all, yeah. all offseason.
Chargers Commanders. I don't... Hang on, I need to see the status on...
Jaden Daniels will play.
He will play.
I believe.
Okay.
Yes, he's not marked as questionable in any fantasy leagues I have him in.
He is indeed officially a go, actually, against the Chargers. L.A.
Got to bounce back.
Falls out of the ranks of the unbeaten last week.
Mm-hmm.
a little surprisingly, even so.
This should be a really entertaining game between the two teams. You have two good quarterbacks, some offensive weapons. Terry McLaurin is out. He will not
still
be playing.
Out, yes.
Yeah. So Deebo Samuel, questionable still, I want to say.
Deebo Samuel is still playing pretty well with
even
the
with,
opportunity.
Yeah.
He is, I don't see any injury designation on Deebo Samuel
good.
This week. So
good.
That should be important, imperative even so for that when it comes to Washington trying to get a win here against the Chargers. And with Daniels back, I think that Washington steadies up here. One
they
last
should.
Game to get over on this one. We've got four teams on the bye this week, by the way. Falcons, Bears, Packers, Steelers. Atlanta with an extra week to get ready for Buffalo, by the way. Sunday night, obviously, is Bills Patriots. And then Monday Night Football. If I said that two of these teams would have a 2-2 and 3-1 record, you wouldn't be surprised. You'd just be surprised which one has the two wins versus the three wins. It's Chiefs-Jaguars.
Yeah, Chiefs 2-2.
Chiefs are 2-2. The Jaguars are a very fraudulent-looking 3-1 to me. I'm just worried that the Chiefs are back. And not worried, but like I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm sickened by the idea that the Chiefs are just back.
Jacksonville has the opportunity to do the most amazing thing, though, this week. Really just put up a game against them. If they do that and the Chiefs like struggle, the Chiefs are back thing goes out the window because that was just a game against the Baltimore Chiefs game, I think, is taken out of context a little bit because of the state of the Ravens defense, as opposed to what it was when the Bills played them fresh in week one.
Oh, yeah, when they gave up 41 points when they were healthy.
Healthy, right.
So maybe the state of the Baltimore defense never changed.
Maybe it didn't. It's trending down, though, with the injuries. Bad.
It's that Lamar Jackson is also banged up now, too.
Right.
The Chiefs do have a really good defense, though, again, annoyingly so.
Oh, Chris Jones, whenever he's there, he's just going to...
He's going to wreck stuff.
That's what happens.
That's
yeah.
what he does. Give him something to break.
And credit to him for showing up in the state that he was in.
Yeah.
Literally from his aunt's funeral, he shows up and plays well in that game. So, got to give credit where credit's due there.
Emotions can sometimes really charge a player, and that's something that is real in sports. Games are still played by people.
Yep. Human beings.
Human beings.
Human error is a thing.
Human emotion is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Jaguars, Travis Etienne's been great this year, by the way.
He has.
Quietly in third in rushing in the league heading into week five.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of people are really talking about him, like a top three running back. So
it's been very quiet, but Trevor Lawrence is still very hot and cold.
Hope he has a hot week this week, though. Make the Chiefs drop down to 2-3. I would love that.
Yeah, that would
continue
be nice.
Continue to stifle them. I would love that. That's Monday night, right? No doubleheader this week on Monday night.
There's no doubleheader. We've got teams on bye weeks now, so here we go. Everything's back to a little bit of order here. Less chaos. And then next week, we got a doubleheader for Monday night.
But... hey, we're on the earlier end of it, though.
We're on the earlier end of
Bills,
it.
Bills, you got two primetime games, Sunday night, Monday night.
We'll wrap up hour number two and then talk to Pat Malacaro at 1 o'clock here, previewing a lot of this divisional series baseball coming up here this afternoon. As the elite fall sports scheduling is ramping up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So what I learned looking at the NFL schedule for this week is that I'm just avoiding it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe even definitely at 9:30.
Especially at...
I'm definitely not waking up to watch Vikings and Browns. I'll tell you that one right now.
The only way they could get me to do that is if it was in Andy's room on Disney Plus again. Like, we watched that Falcons one a couple years ago.
The only way you're getting me up to watch Dylan Gabriel against Carson Wentz is if the Bills played at 1 o'clock and I was already here.
Right, right. That is the only way.
Like, to hell with all of the other reasons.
The Bills play at night, so I have no reason to start watching football until 4 o'clock.
No, not... And especially with a game that dreadful to start it off at 9:30, no. I don't drink and I would need a mimosa to watch that game.
Kicking it off early.
Might need something, like, I don't drink, and I might need something heavier than that to start the day.
Oh, God.
If I'm watching Browns and Vikings, so help me, God.
I don't disagree with you, especially, like you said, the quarterback situation. And
both defenses are great.
Yeah, defenses are great, and the offensive line in front of Carson Wentz is bad.
The over-under, again, is 36 and a half points.
Yeah, the NFL has the same eyes as we do on this game, just not.
No, Vegas does, not the NFL. The NFL's like, this is great. Everyone should play an international game during the year. Roger, you're wrong.
They always put the mediocre teams as like the home teams there.
Yeah.
And in this case, clearly, both of them are just bad.
Clearly, we're not over the Revolutionary War and the war in 1812, are we?
No.
Are we?
Not quite yet.
Nope.
Not quite yet. We're getting there.
Hey, London, here's Vikings-Browns. And I'm not sorry. Jeez. Anyway, let's talk about something more competitive. Coming up here, the divisional series starts for all 8 teams involved in it today. As a matter of fact, about an hour away from the first game
we are
in Milwaukee. But we also know somebody who's in Toronto right now, and we're going to dial him up coming up next here. Pat Malacaro joining us next to talk about everything going on around the diamond, previewing the divisional series, and especially we might have a little bit more of a vested interest looking at the Blue Jays against the Yankees as well. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on with hour number 3 coming up next here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.